Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby LaMotte. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe Evans. Batting eighth. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting second. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Carlisle. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doc Prothero. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Herb Welch. Batting 8th. The catcher, Al Stokes. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Paul Zanuzer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Paul Zanuzer. And now, play ball. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby LaMotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaMotte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Welch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothero fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaMotte picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on LaMotte. Jenkins moves to second. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jenkins moves to third. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to second. One out. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Toth for the out. Two outs. Doc Prothero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothero hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Prothero reaches second base with a double. Jenkins scores. Flagstead scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaMotte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jenkins. McManus reaches second base with a double. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Herb Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a fly ball into left field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Stokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stokes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Zonizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zonizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Welch misplays the ball. That's an error on Welch. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wamsgant scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Stokes for a passed ball. Sisler moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Welch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jenkins is called out on strikes. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lamott. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Dixon takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Welch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Prothro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans bunts towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. Prothro moves to second. One out. Herb Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon fires to second and picks off Prothro for the out. Two outs. Herb Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bennett hits a pop-up towards short. Welch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 2 in the game. Lamott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stokes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothro fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Stokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stokes is 0 for 1 in the game. Stokes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Zonizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zonizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zonizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-2 in the game. Carlisle hits a line drive towards short. Lamott catches it and throws to first to double up Flagstead. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dixon hits a line drive towards short. Welch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-2 in the game. Van Gilder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bennett takes first base on ball 4. Van Gilder moves to second. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lamott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stokes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Welch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Prothro hits a pop-up for a single. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans bunts towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Prothro moves to second. One out. Herb Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-2 in the game. Welch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Prothro scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Al Stokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stokes is 0-for-2 in the game. Stokes hits a line drive towards short. Lamott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Zanizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zanizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zanizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Jacobson moves to second. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Jacobson moves to third. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Joe Evans. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ernie Wingard now playing right field. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Flagstad bunts towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Flagstad for the out. Jenkins moves to second. One out. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-3 in the game. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robertson. Jenkins moves to third. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jenkins scores. Carlisle moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Prothro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlisle moves to third. Tote moves to second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards second. McManus scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Tobin pinch hits for Ilem Van Gilder. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bennett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixon moves to second. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Welch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.